At 3 o'clock this afternoon in Toronto, a happy couple was married in a civil ceremony during which they exchanged rings and vows and walked away as husband and husband. The couple, Michael Leshner and his partner Michael Stark, were the first same-sex couple to take advantage of a landmark court ruling issued just hours earlier. This morning, the Ontario Court of Appeals set aside the heterosexual definition of marriage, making Ontario the first jurisdiction in North America to legalize gay marriage. Martha McCarthy is the attorney representing Michael Leshner and Michael Stark, the newly married couple that helped bring the case before the court. She joins us now by phone in Ontario. Martha, was this couple waiting in the wings for the provincial court to make this ruling, ready to rush to the altar as soon as the word came down?
Yes, we were told by the court on Friday afternoon that the decision would be released this morning at 9:30. And Michael and Mike said that they wanted to get married. If the decision had immediate effect, they wanted to be married the same day.
Does this ruling establish a new definition of marriage?
The ruling does. The new rule is that any two persons who wish to make a commitment to the exclusion of all others in their intimate union are free to marry.
Any two persons. Now, how does this differ from other rulings in Quebec?
Well, there are two Canadian decisions. There's a British Columbia decision and a Quebec decision, and both of them have also held that gays and lesbians should be free to marry. However, both of them said the government should be given some time to respond, and if they don't do anything appropriate, then there should be marriage for gays and lesbians in July of 2004. So the difference between the other Canadian cases and this one is that it had immediate effect. The court today and the Chief Justice of the province of Ontario was one of the judges on our panel. The court today said there are no excuses. There can be no deference. There is no reason for this judgment not to have immediate effect. And it ordered the issuer of marriage licenses to give licenses to these couples and anybody else who shows up asking.
Was there an expectation the government might try to block these speedy marriages by seeking some sort of stay, essentially to buy time, while they decided whether or not they might want to appeal the ruling?
Yes, there has been a concern throughout and arguments explicitly made by the federal government in our case. Why should the gays and lesbians get our word, marriage? So it's not the last word because the government can seek leave to appeal.
There was an expectation that the government might try to block these speedy marriages by buying time and seeking a stay. Why didn't they do that?
I don't know why. I was saying all morning in the rush and hubbub, you know, once the tears stopped and everybody stopped freaking out and we were going to our press conference, and I was saying to my secretary, if a single fax comes across from the federal government to us, of any nature, you call me, because I don't want to have our clients enter into a marriage if we have noticed that they're seeking a stay. And I was saying, if I was the feds, I'd have the thing drafted already. They've got unlimited number of lawyers just in their Toronto office. Surely they could have had something drafted if they wanted to do it. And I think because they didn't, either there isn't the political will or, you know, it takes time for them to get instructions.
So when you went through the ceremony, did you have one eye on the fax machine or the phone waiting for this call to come through?
No, by then I knew that there was no call and no fax. So no, I had, I was in charge of the rings. So I had one eye on the ring.
So you were busy.
And my little Kleenex in my other hand. Yeah.
All right. Martha McCarthy, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you.
Martha McCarthy is an attorney representing newlyweds Michael Leshner and Michael Stark, married today under a new law in Ontario.